Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hi, this is Bo Bridges, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson with a reminder that you can celebrate the diamond anniversary of game shows, not to mention the 55th anniversary of the premiere of one of the most venerable game shows of all, Hollywood Squares, with 5 star-studded performances of Hollywood Museum Squares, the special limited series virtual takeoff of Hollywood Squares that features such Squares alumni as Peter Marshall, John Davidson, Tom Bergeron, Bruce Belanche, Rich Little, Gilbert Gottfried, and Rudy Lee. You can purchase all 5 episodes of Hollywood Museum Squares for streaming on demand either individually or as a bundle at StellarTickets.com. Proceeds from sales of Hollywood Museum Squares episodes at StellarTickets.com support the efforts of the Hollywood Museum. And speaking of the Hollywood Museum, we will close out this week's program by playing a few more highlights of the special Celebrity Authors Forum that took place just before the Christmas holidays at the Hollywood Museum that gave visitors to the museum that day a special opportunity to meet some of their favorite film and TV stars up close and personal. TV Confidential was on the floor that day, and we had a chance to do some exclusive interviews with some of the celebrity authors, one of which was our pal Jeffrey Mark.
Well, hi, boys and girls. Always happy to be with you and always happy to be at the Hollywood Museum.
Jeff, of course, is the author of many, many books, one of which is coming out sometime in 2022, the new Lucy book.
The new Lucy book, not to be confused with the regular Lucy book, but either way, I think you Lucy fans will be very, very happy with me.
Everything you want to know about the professional movie, radio, theater, television career, everything Lucy has done publicly, and what makes her such a genius.
Yes, I'm very happy with the new book. It's got a new foreword by Fran Drescher. We've got new interviews with people like Carol Burnett and Anne Margaret and Rich Little, and I think this will be your one-stop shopping center for everything with Lucille Ball's career. We only talk about her personal life when it affects a performance. Otherwise, this is a professional book, and it is authorized by Desilu 2 LLC.
Jeffrey Mark is the one-stop shopping center for all things Lucy in the brand new, coming very, very soon, Lucy book, authorized by Desi 2 LLC. Jeffrey Mark, also the one-stop shopping center for all things Ella Fitzgerald. And
my podcast, which I hope all of you are listening to, Jeffrey Mark Plays Ella, available on iTunes and Apple Podcasts and every platform you can possibly think of. Every week we play Ella's music on a theme, and I tell you what's interesting and give you backstage interesting insider stories about Ella's music.
Yes, it is the holiday season as we're talking to Jeff today, so we have a holiday show of Ella's in the works, plus I think your latest episode that you dropped a couple of days ago takes a look at Ella's early years.
Yes, we're doing the early years of Ella's hits on Decca Records. Our very next episode, which you might hear by the time I stop talking, is Ella and the wonderful jazz musician Tommy Flanagan. It'll be a whole hour of Ella and Tommy together. So every week it's something different. Every week it's something interesting. I work with Ella at the end of her career, helping her to choose her songs for her shows. So I'm taking that expertise and sort of bringing you how I think Ella would want to be brought to you and I'm putting the songs in those directions and in that order so that it's almost like Ella's sitting there with us listening to the music.
Yes, almost like Ella sitting next to us as we listen to the very, very best of Ella's wide recording career, which you can hear every week. Jeffrey Mark plays Ella. The current show has, we mentioned, it's Ella's holiday, a Christmas with Ella. She did two Christmas albums, didn't she?
Ella did two Christmas albums, and then she did a few Christmas sides for Decca Records. So she did Christmas sides for Decca, then she did her swinging Christmas album on Verve Records in 1960, and then in 1967 on Capitol Records, she did Ella Fitzgerald's Christmas, which is a more traditional kind of a thing you don't think of Ella doing, with a chorus and organ music and very traditional religious Christmas songs. And her voice is just as beautiful that way. But my show brings you all of it.
Jeff's show is Jeffrey Mark Plays Ella, which you can hear every week wherever podcasts are found. Jeffrey Mark, also the author of coming very, very soon, the new Lucy book. Plus, he's written, he's also the author of Ethel Merman, the biggest star on Broadway. Ethel Merman had a powerful voice, just like Ella had a powerful voice.
Yes.
And in many respects, both could sing anything.
Yeah, it is a dream of mine, and I never could make it happen, was to have Ethel Merman sing Cole Porter's Blow Gabriel Blow and Ella be the horn. It seemed like such a natural to me. I mentioned it to Ethel, and she said, that's a good idea, talk to Ella. Norman Granz wanted nothing to do with it. But I tried. I tried, kids. I tried to make that happen for you.
Well, all we can do is try. This is apropos of nothing. Every now and then when I decompress, I'll find something on Hulu, or I'll find something on Tubi. I stumbled onto That Girl early this year. Ethel Merman did two episodes of That Girl.
She did them right after her daughter died, so she was on very tender hooks. Ethel Merman's daughter died of an incautious overdose of drugs and alcohol, and Ella went right to work. Ethel Merman went right to work. And I tell you something, they're well written. It is some of Ethel Merman's best television work. Merman only did three sitcoms. She did two episodes of The Lucy Show, two episodes of That Girl, and she did an episode of something called That's Life That Nobody Remembers, which was a musical sitcom starring Robert Morse, where she sings Think Pink.
I think that was one of those experimental variety shows, like the 45-minute variety show that David Steinberg did around that same time.
Yeah, it just didn't work. But they wrote well for Merman. It showed, you know, when a woman has 15 hit Broadway musicals and introduces over 40 songs that become classics, standards, you can't do that just by standing there and singing. You've got to be funny. They're musical comedies. And people sometimes forget how funny Merman was. Watch It's a Mad, 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 Mad World and watch that woman steal the film from the best comedians in show business. And what a good actor she was.
So, and in the That Girl, if I remember the first one, let's invite Ethel Merman over for dinner. I think that's the basic premise. They actually, you could tell the writers made an attempt to write for Ethel Merman, make a character based on her versus giving her funny lines and having her say them.
No, they wrote something that could be believable as Anne Marie being able to afford a $5,000 apartment on a waitress's salary. They made it believable, and interestingly, they always took from the Lucy Show that Merman was somehow living in the country somewhere and coming into town. That was not her life, but it was written into the Lucy Show as a premise, and they picked it up from there as though it was the truth. So it was one sitcom feeding another.
And the idea that Ethel Merman would have nothing to do and nowhere to go in New York, as big a star, that's a suspension of disbelief too, but it makes for a very funny place.
Although the part of it where she's having a cheeseburger in a mall, that was Merman. Merman would go to fancy restaurants and order chopped steak. She did not have fancy tastes in foods. That actually was a true thing that could have been her.
Jeffrey Mark is the author of Ethel Merman, The Biggest Star on Broadway, now available wherever books are found, as is Ella, a biography of the legendary Ella Fitzgerald, and they're coming very, very soon in 2022, the Lucy book, the new Lucy book, everything you want to know about the career of Lucy Ball. Jeff also hosts Jeffrey Mark Plays Ella every week on wherever you hear podcasts.
And I have a new album going into the studio to record in the spring. Jeffrey Mark sings the Ella Fitzgerald songbook.
Well, we'll have to invite you back for a longer conversation after the first year. We'll talk about that.
Anytime. Any fans of yours or fans of mine.
Jeffrey Mark, Grammy Award-winning writer, producer, author, radio host, and showbiz raconteur from the floor of the special Celebrity Authors Forum that took place just before the holidays at the Hollywood Museum. The Hollywood Museum, 1660 North Highland Avenue at Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood, California. A reminder that before they reopened their doors to the public a few weeks back, the Hollywood Museum completely upgraded its ventilation and filtration system with hospital quality and school quality filters, including the installation of UV blue light filtration systems in its ventilation units to neutralize allergens and pollens in the air and eliminate 99.9% of the mold, germ, and viruses that can cause COVID-19. Masks, however, are still required at this time. For tickets and more information, thehollywoodmuseum.com. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.